With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Parts of the Midwest and the Plains have been raked by powerful storms, bringing severe and deadly flooding to Wisconsin.
Heavy rainfall in half a dozen Midwest states over the weekend led to water rescues, power outages, road closures, and the cancellation of the Wisconsin State Fair's last day Sunday. National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Quigley in Milwaukee says over 11 inches of rain fell in some areas.
So just a tremendous amount of rainfall in a very short period of time. And then to add insult to injury over a very urban and populated area.
He says closing the fair was the safe option.
Water up the cars, water getting under grandstands, just all into areas where it shouldn't be.
I'm Julie Walker.
Already calling in federal resources to fight crime in the nation's capital, President Trump set to expand on his D.C. crime-fighting agenda at a news conference in a couple of hours. Mr. Trump says he wants to make Washington beautiful and safe. He stresses a need to jail criminals and get the homeless off the streets. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu insists that Israel has no starvation policy for Gaza.
If we had a starvation policy, no one in Gaza would have survived after 2 years of war. But our policy has been the exact opposite. We let in, as I said, almost 2 million tons of aid and sent millions of text messages, millions of phone calls to Gazans to get out of harm's way.
Netanyahu defends Israel's stepped-up military offensive in Gaza, saying Hamas must be wiped out. He says Israel has not forgotten the horrific 2023 terror attack orchestrated by Hamas and never will forget. On Wall Street, Dow futures 121 points higher. This is SRN News. Americans are split on commerce and politics.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center asks adults whether it's important for the companies that they buy from to make statements on the political and social issues of the day. 50% say yes, it's important. 50% say no, it's not. Black people, Hispanics, and Asians like businesses to take a stand at a ratio of about 2-1, while a majority of white people, 57%, say they'd rather companies just stay out of it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A review by the AP shows that many of President Trump's nominees to the federal courts have revealed pro-life views and associated with pro-life groups or defended pro-life laws. Some of the nominees have also helped defend their state's abortion restrictions in court, and some have been involved in cases with national impact, including access to abortifacient drugs. Mr. Trump did disappoint some pro-lifers by saying that abortion should be left to the states. This is SRN News. Michigan's governor reportedly told President Trump that his tariff policies are going to hurt the U.S. automotive industry.
In a private Oval Office meeting last week, Michigan's Gretchen Whitmer warned the president that the economic damage from the tariffs could be severe in her state. The Democrat governor took issue with new import taxes on steel, aluminum, and other vehicle parts that put America's automakers and parts suppliers at a disadvantage against foreign vehicles that face lower tariffs. It was Whitmer's third meeting with Donald Trump since he took office in January. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Russia-Ukraine war grinds on ahead of Friday's meeting of President Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin in Alaska. Russia reports one person killed, couple of others wounded, an overnight Ukrainian drone strike on an industrial area. The Russian Defense Ministry says its air defenses intercepted and destroyed a total of 39 Ukrainian drones. More details, SRNnews.com.